proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to welcome you to today's program. Recently, I had the privilege to stand beside the bed of a man who was in his last days on this earth. He had been struggling with his health for quite a while. As I and other believers talked to this man, we asked him, "Are you ready for heaven? Are you ready to see Jesus?" With what little strength he had, he nodded his head yes. And then we together sang an old familiar hymn, "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound." And as we sang, he actually sang with us in his own way. It was a sweet time of fellowship together as our brother in the Lord was about to look into the face of his dear Savior. Perhaps you have had a similar opportunity to minister to a loved one, a friend, or even a stranger who was dying. Many times we often feel inadequate as we try to help or ease them. These times, though, should help us really focus on the reality of death and entering eternity. Unfortunately, many people in this world are not certain of their eternal future. They are lost and without Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:8 that when we die, we are absent from the body and present with the Lord. For believers, this is a time of rejoicing. This is a reality and not a mere fantasy. Eternity is a place of rest for the believer in the presence of God, but is also a place of perpetual unrest and loneliness for the unbeliever in hell. God calls for the world to turn to Him in repentance from sin. He offers His free gift of salvation to whosoever will. Death is real and is a result of sin and the fall. We are all sinners according to Isaiah 53 verse 6, where it says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." It was Jesus, the Messiah, who bore our sins as the Lamb of God. He died as our sinless Savior on the cross. But praise the Lord, he did not stay dead. Jesus rose again the third day, according to the scriptures, such as in Isaiah 16 verse 10, where it reads, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." Jesus was victorious over death and the grave. His resurrection assures us the hope of our resurrection. Today, Jesus calls on you to believe on Him for salvation. If you have never trusted Jesus as your Savior, your Messiah, I invite you to do that today. It is the most important decision you will ever make on this side of eternity. Now, if you have already done that, I want to encourage you as a believer to keep walking with God. The message of the gospel, the good news, propels me to go on for the Lord. I know there is a blessed day coming when Jesus shall return for his own. When we see death, it can become very discouraging, especially if one is lost. However, we can take comfort in the fact that Jesus has promised that we will not be left comfortless. His Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. He will be our encourager. Our relationship in Jesus is secure if we are His child. As I saw my brother preparing to slip into eternity, I was encouraged to look carefully into the reality of eternity. It is there where I saw Jesus, the Lord of eternity. My brother and Lord was confident of His Savior and His destination of heaven. And His confidence on His deathbed encouraged me to live for the Lord in the land of the dying, as one day we will enter the land of the living. I want to close this program with these words of encouragement found in the scriptures written by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 58, and invite you to meditate with these on these precious promises. The Bible says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." My friends, as we meditate on these words, let us be faithful until He comes. May the Lord bless you this day. Let's remember to pray for the lost and reach out to them. Let's do our best to encourage the believers as well in light of eternity. May God give you shalom. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.